6:48 in the a.m. on this manic Monday. Where is Grayson Rodriguez? I'd like to say that I'm surprised that he's not back yet, but when we started getting some of the reports in like late May, early June, and I didn't expect him to be back for 2025. In fact, I didn't expect him to be back before Kyle Bradish. Let's just say that.
I didn't either. And I was very pessimistic about him more than anybody, only because of his history.
Right.
I'm like, nah, I ain't buying any of this. And now, like, no big surprise. And I'm still not optimistic for next year.
I'm kind of worried about 2026. This is what Mike Elias had to say about his right-handed starter.
Grayson's, he's had a tough year. If you recall, he was feeling some elbow impingement during spring training, and we had to shut him down and start him back up. Unfortunately, that has kind of reappeared. At the time, that was the opinion of all medical parties, and including outside opinions, to treat the injury conservatively before we go diving into an elbow surgery. Now with this recurring, I think that option is back on the table. And this would not be an elbow reconstruction. It would be a debridement of some bone that needs to be removed or can be removed. And if we go through with this, which is a possibility here in the next few days, it'll put him down for the rest of 2025, but it'll put him in a position to return for 2026 spring training. So we'll have an official update on that if and when that takes place, but that is now increasingly in the conversation.
There you go. So not a reconstruction surgery, which would put 2026 in jeopardy. I don't know. Let me ask you this. This whole pushback, medically speaking, do you think this is the Orioles staff or this is Grayson Rodriguez on his end?
What is? The news coming out this way or the injury itself? I mean,
let me give you what I believe and you'll understand the question. Grayson Rodriguez keeps asking for second and third opinions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is the Orioles saying, well, maybe this is wrong, maybe that is wrong, maybe this is wrong. I think this is on Grace's end saying, okay, I hear what you're saying, but let me get somebody else to look at it.
Right.
I think, though, this thing is stretching out more and more.
Yeah, what this reminds me of, I think you're right, and I don't know, obviously.
No, we don't know.
Don't know. But it does remind me a bit of the Jack Eichel thing in the NHL.
Uh-huh.
Where he had an injury, and he wasn't happy with what the Sabres were doing, and just kept questioning. He said, no, and it was him. And eventually, he just does what he had, ended up going to the Golden Knights. But kind of it was similar, where he wasn't happy with the team's reaction to it. So it could very well be that, where, I hear you, but I got to protect myself.
So if you can't, you can't go to doctor number four. Doctor number four tells you what you want and ignore what the first three doctors told you.
Yes.
There's some truth in what the first three told you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The fourth doctor, I'm not saying he's not qualified.
What's funny you say that, because people always ask me, because I've had so many, I've had so many surgeries in the last year. Did you get a second or third opinion? How do you know the second opinion's right?
Exactly.
How do you know? They could be wrong. First doctor may be right. I don't know.
So what do you say? Let's go two out of three.
Right. Yes.
It's the best of three.
I mean, I love that. Oh, well, there the second opinion said no. Well, then I'm not getting anything done. Okay.
I'm telling you now, man. He ain't pitching this year.
He's not pitching this year. And why would you this year?
And I don't know. I hear Mike Elias. I believe he believes what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
But until I see him in 2026, I don't know Grayson Rodriguez's status on then.
Mm-mm.
I got to see him. Mike, I think you believe what you're saying. I got to see this.
Yeah, I'm with you. I got to see it because I have very little confidence in him coming back at all, maybe. Just because after a while, it's like, I've seen this, we've all seen this, this movie where he did that. He's good. Oh, now he's not. Oh, now it's a lot. Nope. Now it's this. Like, I don't know. I really don't. I don't really have a lot of faith in him coming back.
Kyle Bradish, I think we'll see him this year.
Yeah.
We'll see him in September, probably. Grayson.
Yeah.
Baltimore. Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you, man?
All right, man. We went from thinking they had enough talent to get to the World Series this year to pretty much not gutting, but retooling everything. But, man.
I like that. Retooling. I like that.
Yeah. If they don't do something to get an impact player somewhere, I don't know who, where, what, when, but they got to get some impact, proven major league player. They got to make some kind of deal in the offseason.
Mike, I want two players in the offseason who've had playoff success. I want two.
Exactly.
I want a pitcher and I want a position player who've had playoff. That pitcher could be in the bullpen or in the rotation, doesn't matter. But I need two players who've had playoff success in the majors.
We got to do that. And I want to get this in real quick. I'm doing like Haney. I'm digressing. But remember when Jay-Z, when Obama was elected president, and Jay-Z was saying, my president is black, and he was so proud.
Yeah.
Well, when I found out that my man Ed, my fellow Brooklynite, was a freak, it's just made me so proud. My commissioner is a freak. I am so happy about that. Oh, lover boy Ed.
That just got dark.
Hey, what are you gonna do?
That got dark real good.
It's just I am who I am.
Popeye. Joe, of course, with the I don't know emoji just now. Like, where'd that come from? Mike's worse than me. You guys gotta admit. With his squirrels.
Oh, for sure.
He's worse than me. You know, my squirrels are somewhat contained. Somewhat. His is just all over the road map.
Yes.